You're with Clement Magnatella on 702.
Live, streaming countrywide.
On the Prime Media Plus app.
DSTV Channel 856.
92.7.
And 106 FM.
Six minutes after 9 o'clock. Dumelang. Welcome to the Clement Magnatella Show. How are you doing this Tuesday morning? How are you feeling about these cold temperatures that are sweeping through? Is this winter knocking at the door? I really didn't expect us to be here so quick. I just feel like I've been caught off guard. I don't know about you. Are you ready with your electric blanket, with your winter wardrobe? You know, you're getting those jackets and coats out. Because, my goodness, the cold, it is here. Feel it. It is here. I hope you're keeping warm this morning. We start with the 702 open line. You can call us on 011-883-0702 or send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702. In a moment, we're going to talk to this young lady who had an interaction with the president. Her name is Slindokuhle Khoza. She's 23 years of age. She's a graduate. She graduated with a Bachelor of Arts in Communication. She was very excited when President Cyril Ramaphosa called her from the crowd during his walkabout in the streets of Orange Farm in the south of Johannesburg this past weekend. The president was campaigning there ahead of the upcoming elections. And in a short video I'll play you, the lady tells the president, "I need a job. I'm unemployed." And the president says, "Keep searching." And the president just feels, I mean, this woman feels, I was crushed by the president's response. What did you expect the president to do? I mean, he doesn't run an employment agency, no? It's sad that there are so many unemployed people, but I can think of other people saying, well, I'm also unemployed. My daughter, my son is also unemployed. And I bet you if the president responded differently and said, okay, give me your contacts, I'm going to sort you out, he would have still received some form of backlash. I don't know. How do you see it? I'm looking forward to your engagements on that particular issue. We'll also talk about the Ekurhuleni Metro. The mayor has now appointed his MMCs. The EFF has retained their positions of five MMC positions. I'll tell you why that matters and why you should not be fooled by what the ANC or the EFF is trying to say about what transpired yesterday.
702.
Let's walk the talk.
Mr. Manatella, pertaining to the lady that told the president that she needs a job, I really think it's not the president's duty. Of course, he's campaigning, but it's not his duty to get us jobs. We educate ourselves, so that after that education that we get, we have to look towards our future ourselves. My daughter has been employed for a long time, but she's hustling. So I think it's unfair sometimes that we expect the government to do things for us. I mean, all the time. We complain too much, I think, as South Africans. I think she's still too young. She's 23. The world is wide. She can travel the world. She can apply overseas. If she's unhappy that she can't get jobs, yeah, there's so much she can do. The president has definitely nothing to do with this.
Yo, Clemmy, morning, man. You know, when you were doing an overview of what you're going to be speaking about in your show today, that part of the president telling this lady that she must keep on searching, to be honest, I even felt my heart just drop. I think it was beating by my toes. That's how far it dropped. It was almost getting out of my feet so that it can beat on the floor, because that is ice cold coming from a man that speaks about youth opportunity, speaks about growing the country together, speaks about all these rosy things. And when he's faced with a person that is suffering from not having a job and asking the number one man in the country for an opportunity, and he says keep on searching, what a shame. What a shame to our president. That's a shame.
So yeah, do you want to play another one, Abel? Okay, let's listen to another one.
It's Edwin at Car Sales. I was going to be disappointed as well if ever I asked the president and tell me that keep on searching. I was going to be disappointed. But mind you, Clement, Ramaphosa, being a president is just a side hustle for him. He's a businessman. He could have done something for the lady. Thank you, Edwin at Car Sales.
Yeah, look, if you're listening to this and you're wondering, what are they talking about? The president was in Orange Farm this weekend campaigning, and he called this lady. Her name is Slindokuhle Khoza. She's 23 years old. And the president said, come over here. Come take a walk with me. Have a conversation with me. And they had a conversation. And then during that conversation, this is what was said.
What did you study?
Communications.
Yes. How old are you?
17.
So you are looking for work now?
I am.
Yeah, you must keep searching. You must also register on the Mobi.
So the president asks, what are you doing? She does say, I'm a graduate, BA Communications. She's looking for a job. And the president says, you must keep searching. Now, a lot of people feel like the president's response was harsh. Even the lady herself believes that the president's response to her being unemployed crushed her. And I don't know how to feel about it, honestly. I'm quite divided. On the one side, I understand that the president is not an employment agency. It was also going to be weird to hear the president says, okay, I got you. Give me your CV. Somebody's going to call you. I mean, he's the president, guys. All he needs is to make a call. But then what were we going to do? We're going to say, oh, preferential treatment. He's busy offering a job, giving a job to an ANC supporter who came to his campaign program. Yeah. But I also do feel like the president could have said, oh, you know what? You should maybe send us your CV. Let's see what we can do with our, I mean, there's a YES program that the president runs in the presidency. The president could hook her up with, I don't know, the NYDA. Is that still, that organization still existing even? The president could, there are agencies of government that can assist this young lady. And maybe that's a conversation that happened after the recording. But that's an option that you give someone who's desperate. And this woman, the Sowetan is running a story about her and how she just heard that, oh, the president is coming to Orange Farm, and she thought, let me just go there. Maybe something will come up for me. So when the president picks you up from a crowd and says, come have a conversation with me, that gives you hope, man. That gives you hope. You've been unemployed. You are the first of four children. You're looking after your siblings. You are desperate. And maybe the president missed the mark by not understanding the desperation from this young woman. And not bringing in anybody who can give her some options on how to apply. I mean, who's this? Banyaza Lesufi, the Gauteng premier, was busy offering 500,000 jobs this past weekend. They're going to take young people for training. She could have said, he could have said, hey, let's get her in touch with Banyaza Lesufi's office. To just say, keep on searching. I do understand where people come from when they say that's a bit cold. The president could have addressed that situation differently. I mean, he told us about the story of Tintswalo. Remember when he told us the story of 30 years through Tintswalo, born in a democratic South Africa, a beneficiary of state services. She stayed in a house provided by the state. Tintswalo was born and there was electricity. Oh, there isn't now. She went to school where parents didn't have to pay for school fees. Each day she received nutritious meals. Through NSFAS, Tintswalo studied for free. And when she entered the world of work, she thrived with the assistance of employment policies. That's a story of Slindokuhle Khoza, who's 23, except she hasn't entered the workspace. Except she doesn't have electricity. Yes. She was assisted by NSFAS. But she's now left with no job. Do you see where the president is coming from? Are you as disappointed as Slindo Kuhle Khoza of how the president responded? Kamo, you're calling us from Johannesburg. Good morning.
Morning, 702 and Clement. Yes, look, Clement, I'm not surprised at how the president responded. I'm really not surprised. When you think in this country, blatant Zimande is on record many a times. And even utterances from people like Thabo Mbeki speaking about useless qualifications or qualifications that are not scarce. But in context to what happened, we know many engineers, including the mother of my child, who is a chemical engineering graduate and hasn't been employed in that field for 5 years. So when we are being told about, no, do the things that are not scarce, the jobs that are in demand, chemical engineering, unemployed for 5 years. So I'm not surprised that our government is so insensitive. It's so insensitive that, you know, there's this approach of, no, sort yourselves out. It's just the way they are. They don't care. They don't understand the reality of the fact is that they've made this economy so unattractive. They've destroyed this country that, you know, it's dismal. It's a nightmare to get a job in this country. Getting a job in this country is a job on its own. So really, I'm not sure that was the president.
So Kamo, which is why I say maybe there were options that were provided to her after the recording, because that's not what we hear in the recording. What I'll do in the meantime is maybe we'll get in touch with Ati. Ati is, she's the social media manager for the presidency. So she's all these clips you see of the president when she's away, when he's away, when he's talking somewhere. Ati is the one who takes them. Maybe we'll ask Ati to send us the full clip if there's one that exists where the president gives this woman some options. Lesego in Orlando West, what are your thoughts?
Morning, Clement. You know, the reality is that people are desperate. But having said so, I'll tell you right now, I just drove into Orlando West for a meeting. I know that by the time I leave, the people that I'm going to engage with, some of them would have said, give me a job. It's the reality that people are desperate.
Mm.
They, a minute they feel that you're in a position of authority, people will ask for a job. However, also, people need to understand that what is the job of a government? The job of a government is to actually make sure that the country is stable for business to be able to operate, and not necessarily to create jobs themselves, like you said in your opening. But we know that people are desperate, they are looking for a job. Anyone would have taken that opportunity to the president, give me a job. It's not the first time we've heard. I saw another clip where he was on a campaign trail and people would said to him, we want jobs. Whatever he would have done would never have landed properly, because if he had said in that clip, come, let me give you let me take your details, let's give you a job, what the backlash there would have been. He's on a campaign trail and he's looking to cheap votes by promising jobs and giving them jobs on the street. So yeah. I feel for the lady that is looking for a job, because I know that people are looking for employment. But at the same time, I understand the fact that the president is not going to be standing there and being able to, because if he had promised her a job, I promise you, by the end of that campaign, 10 other people will have come with CVs, because they would have heard that the president promised this one.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Damned if you don't.
Yeah, Lesego in Orlando West, thank you.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
Okay, so did the president offer her some options or not? Well, we've got her on the line. Slindo Kuhle Khoza is from Orange Farm. She's the lady that walked with the president this past weekend. How are you doing, Slindo Kuhle? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. First of all, how did you feel when the president called you from the crowd and said, come have a chat with me? I mean, you don't get that every day.
Yeah, I was excited. Even hearing that he was around, I just thought I should go there. Maybe something would come up from seeing him around in my neighborhood. So I was very excited. And yeah, I thought something good might come up from it.
So you told her you're unemployed. You are a Bachelor of Arts graduate, BA in communications. What did he say?
He said I should keep searching, and he told me to apply on SA Youth Mobi, and I did say I already did. I do the profile, and yeah, that was about it.
So he just said apply on SA Youth Mobi. What is that? Is that what the Gauteng Premier is trying to do with getting employment for young people, or is it a different program?
I think it's one of the programs there.
Okay. So, what were you hoping for, Slindo Gudle, to hear from the president when you told her him you are unemployed?
Well, Mr. Panyazo, she was there. There were other ANC members. So I thought the conversation would have went very different from what it was. I was hoping maybe he could say, okay, maybe you could talk to Mr. Panyaza, you could talk to someone. Or even after the thing was short, I was hoping maybe someone would approach me and say, okay, this is what I said. Because they knew. They are the ones who posted this and put it out there. So I was hoping that maybe I was going to be offered an opportunity, because I was asking people from the ANC who about opportunities. Like, okay, so what are you actually here to do? Are there any programs that you're offering? Is that going on? And yeah.
So you were hoping, you went to this campaign program because you hoped at least someone can hook you up with a job. They can hear your plight.
Yes, I asked ANC members. They told me to go to schools, apply. I told them I already did go to a certain school and filled up the labor form. I already did this. There was another meeting, a multi-purpose. They told me to go. I said, I already did. Mm. I did all things. I'm applying online every day, every chance I get. So,
okay. What's your situation, Slindo Kutle? When did you graduate, and how bad has it been for you being unemployed?
So I finished varsity in the year 2022. And when I was back, I visited KZN. So when I was still that side, I heard that there was a Chinese store looking for people like to work, general work.
Mm.
Sold that at 80 rand a day. So I ended up going there because I was like, I need a source of income so I can help my mom. So I used to work there for like maybe 6 months, but it was so bad. Even the treatment there, it was so bad. And I ended up like, and then, yeah, I had to come back home. And after that, I've just been searching, rejection, no response. That's how it has been.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And how's the situation at home? How many of you are you? How many children are there?
I'm firstborn of four at home. My mom is unemployed. We live off ikranti. And yeah, so sometimes you do think, like, it's even hard for her to make ends meet. And at my age, I thought I'd be the one who was going to be high. You know?
Mm-hmm. Do you... When you went to, are you an ANC supporter? I saw you wearing an ANC T-shirt. Did you go there as an ANC supporter, or as someone who just wanted to see if you can't get hooked up with a job?
So what happened is, before I spoke to the president, I spoke to someone from the ANC. So what he advised me, he said, you're not even wearing an ANC T-shirt. How are you going to help me? I was looking about dogs. He's like, how are you going to help me? We look out for our people. So I was like, okay, let me wear this and ask for, because I was asking a bunch of people there. So I was like, okay, let me wear this T-shirt, because I think three of them encouraged me to wear it. And I was like, okay, let me wear it, because I'm just an Orange Farm citizen and the president was in my township. So I was like, let me just wear it and ask, because all of them were like, just join the ANC youth program, join this, join that.
And you'll be sorted.
Yeah, and like, what, you take you to this person? And, you know, one of them took my contact, but I never heard from them. Like, it was before I spoke to the president. He was like, he said something about, I don't know, internships and don'ts. And I was like, okay. And then I'm like, okay, let me give you my number. Please send it to me.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
So I'm not going to respond like the president responded, Slindo Kutle. So you've got BA in communications.
Yes,
you graduated from which university?
Northwest University.
Say again?
Northwest
University. In 2022, right?
I graduated in 2023, but yeah.
Okay, what field do you want to work in? Do you just want to work in communication in any sector? What do you hope for?
At this point, I'm open to anything. I just need a job. Mm. I need to meet at home.
Okay. Tell you what, we have generous listeners here on 702 that care, that often are so happy to assist where they can. So anybody who's listening to us right now, this is a bit that I always want to do with this platform that I have on this station and the connections I have with you as a listener. I know that we do our part. We've got a feature we call Unemployment Hour, where we get unemployed graduates to call in, and we have helped many of them get jobs because of you. Because whenever you listen and you hear someone is desperately looking for a job and they are graduates, they are unemployed, you often pitch in and you want to assist. So I'm asking you this morning, if you are listening to us and you've got opportunities for work, preferably something that Slindokuhle Khoza can do with her degree, Bachelor of Arts in Communications, can we please help her get a job? Her mom is unemployed. She went to school hoping that something will be different. She was so desperate that she went to an ANC program and got a t-shirt, wore it just so that she can be heard. Not because she wanted to be there. Can we try find Slindokuhle Khoza a job? Anybody listening? You have opportunities in your company? Give me a call on 011-883-0702. Send me a WhatsApp on 072-702-1702. And we will keep you in touch with Slindokuhle Khoza. Thank you for chatting to me, Slindokuhle. And good luck. It's 9:32.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
It's 22 minutes before 10 o'clock. You've heard the conversation with Slindokuhle Khoza. This is the lady who walked with the president in Orange Farm this past weekend and was telling the president she's unemployed. And the president said, yeah, keep searching. I'm really touched by her story and I want us to see if we can help. So if you're able to, and I see some of the messages are coming through on the WhatsApp line of people who are offering to assist. So please keep them coming. Guys, there are many graduates out there who are unemployed. And I think we all need to do our bit. I always say, even when we do the unemployment hour, where we give unemployed graduates an opportunity to sell themselves and tell us what skills they have and experience, even if we get one person a job, I would be happy. I would be happy because at least there's one person out there who's coming out of the unemployment statistics. So if you can, you're listening to us, you've got opportunities in your company, you know of opportunities, let us know. We'll get you in touch with Slindokuhle Khoza. Mohlalifi in Joburg, what are your thoughts? Hi.
Hi, Clement. Morning to you and the listeners. Yeah, no, thanks so much, Clement, and good luck to Slindokuhle. Because initially when I called, I was saying, you know, listening to that video, I could hear the president saying, you know, you can go on this website. And I think the presentation was as if the president would have just dismissed her and said, keep searching.
Yeah.
Because what Slindokuhle is going through is just the reality of many young people.
Mm.
And I know myself, you know, working for government, when you share these opportunities that are there, you know, people will still be expecting as if there's a special favor that you can do. But it's only fair that people at least are directed to the opportunities that are available.
True. Direct people to, especially if you're going to single someone out to come out like that. You want to hear, if you really genuinely want to hear about their plight, keep searching is not the answer. That could be handled differently. Hmm? At least link them to other opportunities or show them that these are the agencies government has that you could try. Especially if you're going to, you see, that's a thing about electioneering as well. Is it really about politicians who are empathetic, who really care about listening to the people they're campaigning to on the ground? Or is it, oh, let me invite a young person to walk with me because it's going to look amazing on video. Like I'm talking to young people. They're telling me what their problems are. When you know and they've communicated those problems, what are you doing about it? How are you linking them to opportunities? How are you giving them the access? Not saying that give them preferential treatment, because he would have gotten flack for that. But I just think the response would have been, should have been different. Bhutana in Rosebank, good morning.
My brother, good morning. I'm just shocked by your caller's response to this poor lady that is struggling, looking for a job. That is not a responsible government to create jobs. Didn't this ANC cruel government promise people jobs? Didn't they tell us that the UIS is creating jobs? You respond like this? The kid is frustrated. She's been looking for work for years. Then ravishing her, telling her that the simplistic answer is that if the president could have just responded, give me your CV, is what the lady was looking for? All he was looking for is help.
Mm.
Don't be so cruel like ANC people.
Mm.
It's so frustrating and hateful response.
Okay, Bhutana, thank you so much for your contribution in Rosebank. Angel, in Joburg, what are your thoughts?
Hi, Clemmy. Thanks for ruffling our feathers. Making everybody emotional. Anyway, jokes aside, I actually want to concur with the caller before, the one that just put the phone down now.
Mm-hmm.
I was initially going to call and say, but the clip wasn't played to the end.
Mm.
I would like to wish Lee good luck. And I trust that somebody in the 702 lane will assist her. I just want to put a ruffle the feathers even more. Don't shoot the observer, I would like to call myself this morning. I went to Makro 2 weeks ago to buy some food, and there's a gentleman who called in and said his wife or the mother of his son is a chemical engineer and he has been sitting for 5 years without a job.
Mm.
So when I was paying for my goods, I looked at this young lady and I was like, wow, you look so pretty. What's your name? What did you study? You don't look like you belong here. And she said to me, I studied chemical engineering. I hope it's not the same person. I studied chemical engineering TUT. I said, oh, wow, have you applied? Because you had run a show where you were talking about the built environment and people applying, architects, you know, remember, a few weeks back. So I said, apply there, government or public works, whatever, and maybe you... And she's like, oh, I'll go look. And so the point I'm trying to drive home that's going to ruffle everyone's feathers is I have observed that us young people, and I'm talking especially South Africans, black South Africans, are so proud in the sense that if you do give them a job teller or a janitor or to cut grass, or to miniature a garden, or to wipe counters, they pull their noses at you. And you don't know who you will bump into, like the feature that you do where people call in and say, I need a job, and somebody calls in and gives you a job.
Yeah.
You don't know who's going to walk across your path and say, wow, you know what? I have an opening at my company. Come and do this. We're just too proud. You give them a job, you give them a good salary, and they just pull their noses. So... We should also learn to be humble and eat humble pie and start with humble beginnings and work our way. You don't start at the top.
Mm.
You have to work your way up. Yes, you studied for your degree. We all have. But we didn't start as the CEO of 702.
Mm.
Hell no.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I started as somebody who was, oh, Clement is saying I must do research. Let me do research and then I will work my way up. And then you found control and so on.
Yeah.
We need to stop being too proud.
Angel, in Joburg, thank you so much for your contribution. MJ, in Pretoria, what are your thoughts?
Clement, look, just to be straightforward, I think the response was a bit cold. And I want to bring this home. Clement, let's say you working around town, you bump into somebody that you grew up with or that you went to school with. And then you just chat with them and you ask them, so what have you been up to? And they tell you, look, man, Clement, I've been looking for a job. And they are saying this to you not because they expect you to give you a job, but they are saying this to you because they know Clement, because of the platform that he occupies, he might be able to advise me on other avenues that I might not been aware of. And then you respond by saying, well, keep searching. Would you be proud of that response?
Mm.
As compared to saying, no, look, man, don't give up. I know it is difficult to find a job, but keep searching. If possible, try to look at this website and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That person will feel fulfilled that I have spoken to Clement.
Mm.
I feel encouraged to go and look.
Yeah.
But if you say to them, keep searching, aren't you going to break them?
And people who are because unemployed, MJ, have been searching.
Like, exactly, Clement.
When you say keep searching, it's like, what do you mean? I've been doing exactly that.
Exactly. And that caller that said her daughter is also hustling, we can't expect the president to give people jobs. I mean, it is the very same president when he, during manifesto launch, promises these young people that they're going to create jobs. So that young lady saw an opportunity.
Absolutely. And she was so desperate that she had to even put on a T-shirt. An ANC T-shirt, because she says she was told, yeah, if you want to get opportunities here, you have to be one of us. All I'm saying is the president should have handled this much better. I mean, Gauteng Premier, Panyaza Lusifi, was there. She could have said, hey, the Premier just this weekend is offering 500,000 jobs. Premier, why don't you link this woman to your people who are doing these nasi, spani, nton-ton? The response could have been much better.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
Okay, I'm going to come back to your calls. Moloi, Emmanuel, Thabo, Moses, I see you guys. I'll get them in a moment. I just want to say this quickly. I just want to take some time to make you aware of something. And yes, I get hated a lot for doing this, providing context to you so you're not fooled by politicians, but it's okay. They can hate me for doing my job. Now, the Ekurhuleni Metro has a new mayor. The ANC's Nkosindiphile Gxakaza was elected unopposed last week, and the ANC said after his election that they are happy that service delivery has been put first and that the municipality will be functioning properly again. But how? That's the question I asked myself. How? When the same MMCs who are arguably the reason the municipality hasn't been functioning well are back in their posts. Yesterday, the Ekurhuleni mayor, Nkosindiphile Gxakaza, announced his mayoral committee. And guess what? He gave the EFF 5 MMC seats. So the EFF basically retained its MMC positions, including the strategic finance portfolio. Nkululeko Dunga from the EFF returns as finance MMC, which is confusing for me, purely because the ANC has been complaining about the EFF MMCs, particularly the MMC for finance. In fact, the ANC felt that part of the reason service delivery is so sluggish in Ekurhuleni is because the EFF MMCs aren't doing a good job. In fact, the ANC said the EFF has contributed to the municipality's collapse. Take a listen to the current mayor of Ekurhuleni, Nkosindiphile Gxakaza, talk about the EFF MMCs, especially the MMC for finance. He was talking to Ayanda Nyathi on the SABC a few weeks ago before he was elected mayor last week.
We have called for a change or reconfiguration of the current arrangement so that it actually assists in the delivering of services, to our people. And as things stands, as you could, see in the last, council meeting, where basically there were disruptions of councils by the councillors from the EFF. And it is such a conduct that is also reflecting in the manner in which EFF are discharging their responsibilities, in the manner in which they are cooperating in this arrangement. And we feel that we need leadership. Our people, our communities, they need leadership, they need services. In the areas of finance, a lot needs to be desired. In the areas of governance, in the areas of the provision of basic services, and that is why, there's a strong call for this change. And if there is no commitment to change, our councillors, our structures, our communities are asking us, why are we remaining in this type of an arrangement?
So this is Nkosindiphile Gxakaza a few weeks ago saying that in the area of finance, there's a lot that leaves to be desired. He says in that interview that there's been a non-committal to the basic principles of government by the EFF MMCs. And yet when he becomes mayor, he appoints the same EFF councillor to continue as MMC, even though he has no confidence in him. What does that say to you? Are these coalition agreements based on principle? Does that communicate to you that these arrangements are based on the interest to deliver services, to make a difference in communities? Or are these arrangements purely about give and take, positions, political expediency? In fact, I asked Banyaza Lesufi on Face the Nation last week, after Nkosi Ndiphile Xhakaza was elected mayor, what the arrangement is with the EFF. This is what he said.
I'm asking about strategic positions because the finance MMC is an important one in the metro. And the EFF previously said, we have been running that that department and we've been doing well, even though there have been some who disagreed. Are they worth returning to that position of finance, given the concerns that have been raised about the MMC who held that position?
The last minute discussions, Madi Mecha, was that whoever become executive mayor must relinquish the finance position. Whoever wants the finance position must relinquish the executive mayor position. So on the basis of this, now that the ANC has taken the position of the executive mayor, it will relinquish the position of finance, and whoever that the executive mayor feel competent to occupy that position. And
So he made it very clear that they're not giving the EFF the MMC position because Nkululeko Dunga was so great at it. They're giving the position because they take the mayor, so the EFF must take finance. I mean, I did ask him, what about concerns people have about Nkululeko Dunga, that he's not done a great job? And that's affected service delivery, and he says he's not going to review his performance. Are these people who care about good governance? After the Ekurhuleni mayor appointed his team, I saw a tweet from a loyal fighter, Sintletse, saying the ANC shows confidence in the EFF capacity and competence to manage the city's finances. And that's a message that the EFF is going to be spreading out, I imagine, which is not true, given the context I've given you. And I responded to him, Sintletse, and I said, you know better that it's more complex than that. It's a quid pro quo, notwithstanding, of course, the competence of the fighters. But the appointment of the fighters to MMC positions, especially the finance MMC, has nothing to do with competence, if you consider what the mayor who has appointed the EFF councillor has said. And the ANC will also try to make you think that they're serious about service delivery and governance. But are they? Are they? When they continue to appoint the same people they think have contributed to the collapse of service delivery in Ekurhuleni? Make it make sense, please.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clemens Manyathela
on 702.
All right, let's continue with your calls. I'm happy to say that we have a number of job offers for Slindo Kuhle Khoza. I'll give you guys feedback about that probably not tomorrow because we've got an OB, but probably on Thursday or Friday, I'll bring her back on the show. We have linked her up with people that are offering her jobs. And thank you to all of you that have sent me emails personally and have called us saying we're available to give her an opportunity. Muloi, you're calling us from Bloemfontein. Thank you so much for your patience in holding. Good morning. What are your thoughts?
Sharp,
man.
You know what, man? I understand her situation. I understand the girl's situation, and I wish her all the best. But, you know, we need to be very careful of politicians that start saying things like, talk to that guy, talk to mama, talk to mama, give mama and take her number. That's how they end up soliciting things from these young girls. So I think that the president's response was perfect because it also includes everybody else who's unemployed. Point her to the right platform so they can go there, quick searching, go there, so that at least other people who are listening can hear that and say, okay, no. Mm. But if he had said, go talk to mama, how am I at home looking at that video supposed to benefit from that? So now I'm going to go and search for that person also so that I can give my number to that person. Yeah. No, I think the president was handled it better, but The video cuts, we don't know what else. Probably he gave her other platforms. But
well, we spoke to the lady. She says that's not the case, which is why I asked her, what did the president say? Were there options available? And that was her response. Emmanuel in Alberton, what are your thoughts?
Thank you, Clement. Thanks very much. I will actually say I support what you have said, to say that maybe the president was not wrong, to be quite honest with you. However, he could have maybe answered it in a better way because he's our president. The president cannot be collecting CVs, and the president cannot, but he could have answered it properly. Let me end, Clement, by saying you mentioned the earlier that Premier Lesotho has said they gave that MMC a post because, not because he is qualified or he's done work, but because ANC has taken. Clement, that is the problem we are having here in our country. ANC has got majority, but they are not putting a mathematical formula in parliament to say, moving forward, majority wins. In athletics, it was discussed. When you run, the first person get gold, the second one get this, the third one get that. It should be written, formalized. Any year we have election, you are number this, majority, you take up to this. Minority, you take. So that the minority people can work harder to become majority. Thank you.
Thank you, Emmanuel in Alberton. So thank you to, excuse me, thank you to Alpha Assist for calling us and offering this woman a job. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you to, got an email here from K&K Media as well that are happy to absorb her in their team. There was Rim Engineering as well. Thank you, Rim Engineering, for getting in touch with us. There are many others that have come through on the WhatsApp line. We've linked you with her, and then we'll get an update from her later to see what she has chosen to go with. I hope something is going to materialize for her, because like many other unemployed graduates out there, they're desperate. And if we can assist, let's do our bit individually to assist. Welcome to the second hour of the Clement Manyatela Show. Thank you for staying with us here on 702. And thank you for your calls, your WhatsApps on the 702 open line. In fact, speaking of WhatsApps, I didn't play enough WhatsApp voice notes today on the 702 open line. Apologies for that. I want to just wrap up the open line with three or four more WhatsApp voice notes on your views on the conversation we were having about the president and Slindo Gudle Khoza that we spoke to as well. So let's just wrap up that 702 open line with the WhatsApps, and then we're going to get into our healing hour feature.
Good morning, Clement. The lady that met the president has just kicked an opportunity very far away from her. If I were in her shoes, Clement, I would have registered in the app that the president recommended, take the confirmation of registration, email it to whosoever is closer to the president such that it could be tracked if it works or not. I guarantee you, because of her being advised by the president and being seen on footages on all these other medias, she was going to be prioritized one way or the other. This is MJ from Pasone.
Good morning, Clement. Good show, man. To be honest, Clement, I've been defending the president for quite a long time. I could see that he was at fault in so many instances, but I will beg him, I will forgive him, I will defend him and everything. But the story about this child in the valley, I think is the last straw. I don't know. I'm out. The ANC mustn't consider my vote. They've lost one vote so far, and that's me. Thank you.
Hey, morning, Clems. The response was, it was not the best, but hey, it is what it is. But my one issue is, why was the other ANC guy telling her to wear an ANC t-shirt for her to get noticed? Isn't being a South African citizen enough? This world of politics is just, it's just amazing and weird. Cooks from Devland.
We understand it's not the responsibility of the president to create jobs and everything, but they have promised 2 million jobs. They have promised that the UIF is doing a campaign to fund jobs. They're even doing national campaigns through the agriculture and rural development all over the country for unemployed to come and register. Why didn't the president direct the person there? That means that these schemes that they are saying that you can register if you are unemployed. It's just campaign schemes. There's no real applications for jobs or anything.
Yeah, thank you so much for your WhatsApp voice note.